Hello!
Welcome to another edition of Kelly and Reapstump, your favourite podcast. I am Ruth.
And I'm Christy.
Yes.
It's a good podcast.
On today's show, what will we be discussing on today's show, Christy? That's
what are you doing?
Okay.
Why did you do that? It's disgusting.
Well, see, anyway, we should explain to them what just happened.
You tell them.
Okay. Well, I've decided that I need to learn a programming language that isn't Visual Basic 5 because it's been defunct since the late 90s, and that's what we get taught at school for whatever fucking reason. And, you know, so I mean, I don't understand why we're not just taught, like, HTML, because that's, like, the one that you use for all websites. It would make more sense to use that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Because that's, like, taking, like, house building class. And then them saying, okay, instead of starting with sticking bricks together, we're going to start...
Make the roof!
We're going to thatch a wall with a poop and some straw. So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it's quite an effective way of house building. Keeps in a lot of heat.
Yes, but it's... You don't do it like that anywhere.
No. Still.
Anyway.
It's eco-friendly. Save the planet and all.
But also it's poop and straw.
So,
anyway,
not
the point. That's not the point.
Pee on it as well.
So I was on this that explains it all because I have ordered a book, but it's obviously not here yet. And that's a website that teaches you how to do it. But if you're like, it's aimed at children, but it's, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and like, she said, you know, insert a picture, upload it to a photo hosting website. So I've got an account in Photobucket from years ago, and I made that as a joke. Because it was like one of those fucking Tumblr survey things. It was like, so what's your favourite ship from a TV programme? I was like, I don't have one. Because I'm not sad. So I said, okay, Kenneth and Tracy from 30 Rock. So I photoshopped it together.
I can see that.
So, yeah.
That's a bit ridiculous.
I saw a picture of Kenneth and Tracy. From 30 Rock, was just appeared on my computer screen with sexy, sexy body written above it. And they were both holding each other.
Yes.
That's what just happened.
That's what just happened in an extremely explained sort of way.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so what else will we be discussing?
Oh, no, I have to tell you. My beads came. I ordered beads for art.
Uh-huh.
Like glass beads, and they came today.
Uh-huh.
And they're really cool because they're like, I can't remember what the type of glass is called, but they're like the ones with two colours,
mm-hmm.
and they're like red and blue, and they're kind of together and they make like an orangey. They're really cool.
Cool.
So I have other ones coming, and they're blue somethings, but they're coming in the post, but they haven't come yet. So.
Huh. That's good.
Yes.
I was considering buying a bucket of plastic beads like Becca had.
That was cool. As long as you get ones with plastic chains.
I will. I'll make sure.
There's at least one.
Okay, can we talk about activities day?
Yes, can.
Okay, so, right. Yesterday was activities day at school.
Oh my
we
God.
Should be. Ew, the dead skin.
It's like huge. Why is it coming off? Doesn't it?
Anyway.
It's gone. I'll put it in the bin. It's fine.
Oh, it's gross. Anyway. Whoa, shit. Right, anyway. This is a tightly run show. Anyway, activities day at school yesterday.
Yes.
We should be at school today, but we're not.
Who goes
to school on the last day? Anyway.
Nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beside in a suspicious sort of
place. I thought you said everybody. I was like, wait, what?
Nobody. Yeah. But no.
Yeah. How big is our ready class? I was like, more than 20 people in it.
It's probably about... 26, I think.
Yeah.
26 people.
Yeah.
Our whole class, and there was about,
eight
people there yesterday.
Yeah, eight people. So, not an exaggeration.
Like, literally eight.
Yeah, and there was 300 people at the school yesterday.
Yeah.
Our school has, like, 800 people in it, usually. So, you know, it was pretty boring, and, like, we went to the photography challenge.
Being artistic buggers we are.
Yes, so it was like, okay, here's how you use a camera.
You push the button. Yes, we know. You have to hold it halfway down to the different... yes, we know. Jeez.
I wouldn't have got a photography thing and said, I've never used the camera before in my life.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, Alright, so basically we went back and after like we'd taken our pictures and stuff all day, and then basically everyone had taken pictures of the same people because there were that few people in the school that day.
Yes, it was like there was about like, I remember that one boy, he must have been third year or something, and just basically every picture had him in it, the chess playing guy.
Yeah.
It was like,
he's a photogenic kid, that's why.
Yeah, I know, still, there's heaps. It was like,
yeah. It's because he was all concentrated and he had good eyebrows. People with good eyebrows just, it's just, you know. Anyway. Anyway, at the end, I'm still, I was fucking pissed about this. Fucking, right. I was like, okay, whose photo is this? And it was my photo.
Yes, it was your photo with the jumpy over bits.
That I had taken on Kirsty's camera. Because, yeah. Anyway. And, like, this kid behind me said, yeah, that's mine. Because I have no self-confidence.
Didn't say anything.
I said to you, is that not ours? And you were like,
what else could I like, I don't know. But that was, I was already cranky by that time, so.
Yeah, no, exactly. You were like, I don't want to be here.
I was in a not responding mood. I was, oh, so is that that's what you're having for tea tonight then?
No, that was yesterday.
Ah, it's just you're having yesterday's tea again.
Yes, I'm eating fish and chips.
Spit it out and eat it again.
Regurgitating it because I'm a giant bird.
Look at owl.
Yes. Anyway, the weather.
Yes, the weather is.
We live in Scotland.
And it's generally crap weather.
Yeah.
But today, it's ridiculous.
Yes, well, it's not so bad now that the sun's getting.
No, it's gone behind a cloud.
But it's still hot, and it's just kind of.
It's like sticky hot, like being in a rainforest without the giant bugs.
Or being in the rainforest. It's just kind of.
It's like in the rainforest.
Yeah.
And it's not very good because
it's just humid. It's the word you're looking for.
Yes, what I meant. Okay.
You know, like rainforest.
It's the first thing I thought of, okay?
Yes. Yes.
But no, and it was very hot yesterday and it was kind of disgusting because our school is crap and has no air conditioning and the heaters are always on, apart from in winter. In the dead of winter, there's no heating.
Yeah.
It's just freezing.
Yeah.
I think they need to like. It's like set for like Australia or something. They really need to change it around so that it's cold in the summer and hot in the winter.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was dreadful. And we were like, we ended up sitting for a little while in a dark biology classroom with a fan on.
It was amazing.
It was like, fan! Oh, quick, click it on. It was quite good.
That should give you an idea of how few people were in the school that we could just walk into a biology classroom, turn on the fan, and just sort of sit there going,
there was literally nobody there. And all the teachers had, like, fucked off. They were there for Reggie. So there's about, like, what, 20 teachers there for Reggie, and then they just all
left.
I mean, Mr. Milne and, like, two other teachers were at the walk. And then there was about six teachers because of their
activities. That's because Mr. Milne likes the sweaty teenage girls. Anyway.
No, and, so basically, there was no one at school. So you could basically, you could have run around school naked and no one would have noticed. Even if they noticed, they wouldn't have cared. They would just be like, oh, okay, then.
Yep.
It's like we sat in the corridors just on a bench being all disgusting, and they just were, like, walking past, didn't even care that we were sitting there. It was like.
We kept going to B9, which is, like, the special needs room, and, like, obviously they have, like, lots of shiny stuff in there, and Kirsty found a bead, which she didn't take, because she's dumb.
No, you know, I thought I might use it, and then I wanted it, but it changed my mind, and I wanted it.
You were wrong.
It was shaped like a plastic chicken, and it was see-through, and it was a bead, and it looked really cool, and I really wanted it, and then it disappeared.
Yeah.
And then we got Mealy, which is one of our friend's sisters, and we were like, hey, I'll stop calling you Mealy if you find the plastic chicken. And then she found it, but she didn't keep it or anything. She gave it to our other friend, and then she lost it, so I didn't get my plastic chicken.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Stupid SJ. I'll kill her.
We should. Just smash her face in with a tulip.
Now, this morning, I had the greatest idea for a song, and it was, like, about skipping class, even though I don't skip class that often. I mean, like, I'll stay home and be sick sometimes, but, you know what I mean? You know, like, exaggerate my illness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're feeling kind of ill, like, fuck us.
Or, like, I'm a little bit tired today. I don't want to go to school. I have a migraine. Do you, Kirsty? Oh, that's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, basically. Anyway. So, and it was like, I can't even remember how it went. It was really annoying because it was really good.
I have good ideas like that sometimes.
Yeah. Should have written it down.
Should have.
And I made a turkey bacon sandwich and I forgot the lyrics.
That's the stress one. Yes. The poor turkey.
So. The chicken, I really like turkey bacon.
What do you mean turkey? Why would it be made of turkey? If it's bacon, it can't be bacon if it's made of turkey.
Well, it's
it would
turkey
be like.
Rashers.
But like turkey strips.
Why not?
It's weird. It's like thin chicken gammon. Ugh.
Basically.
Pork is
but it's really nice. I mean, it's obviously not as good as bacon, but it's also
less bacon. I like that song.
What?
The pork song.
Oh.
By Weeble. It's good.
Okay.
And there's like a pig on a sausage.
Oh, I like that song.
Yes. I don't like meat products, but I like that song.
Yes.
It's catchy. It's like do-do-do. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to a party tomorrow.
Yes, we are. We're going to a shrimp gathering.
A shrimp gathering, as it was named by Mealy.
Yes, Mealy.
It's like, you're Sarasford, aren't you? Yeah. Are you coming to our shrimp gathering? That's how she speaks.
Yeah.
And I have wine hidden in my cupboard. I'm pregnant. You'd think I was like an alcoholic.
So there's wines in my cupboard.
Anyway.
I hide alcohol.
Also, on our list of things to talk about, Kirsty has written blenders, so I'll let her talk about
yes, that. Blenders. I have to talk about these. Because they're like, they just look strange. I mean, who thought, okay, I'm going to make a tub with knives in it, and we'll shove food in it and zizz it all up. It's like, I think that they're really just some sort of alien torture mechanism that someone has stolen and has just decided, yeah, we'll put food in it instead. Because, like, if you put sausages in it, it would technically do the same thing if you put fingers in it.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I bzzz. So, I mean, the things with the... Or the things...
You've got a blender over there.
That's what I...
That's what you start thinking
it's
about.
It's just creepy. And they have, like, a nose. I know it's a handle, but it looks like a nose.
It does a bit.
Like kettles as well. Why do all kitchen applications look really... Like, appliances look really weird? What is that?
What?
That's a torch. It's got a bit confused. I was like...
That's a giant dildo that sticks to the side of a fridge.
With a light on it?
The light on it.
Nice.
So that like, when you put it in, you just switch the light on and see it through.
Nice. It's quite terrifying, you know.
Oh, it's really hilarious. You should run it under a tap.
Don't want to run under a tap.
Okay, then don't.
I'll make it worse.
Okay.
All my skin will fall off.
Okay.
Like a fucking old lady. It doesn't work like that, okay?
Okay.
Another thing about activities days.
Yes.
That woman's feet.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. She was had these like kind of pump things on because it was hot and she had like things. So it was okay. Fair enough. Wear pumps. It's fine. But she just kept taking her feet out of them and like and they okay. She may have a skin condition or something, but really put socks on. She was like rubbing her minky feet all over her feet and on the floor and over her shoes and then slipping her feet back in and then walking about a bit.
I didn't even notice this. You were really annoyed by this. I was like, is she doing this?
They were really disgusting. It was just horrific and I was just sitting there going, put your feet away. And I didn't say anything, obviously, but...
Obviously, it was that's
just
weird.
Jesus Christ, woman. Seriously, I was like, ugh. I was extremely bemused by this horrific thing that I saw. It's disgusting.
So. Okay, is that all you had to say there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you wanted to do Wayne Watch?
Wayne Watch, yes.
Okay, we're going to do Wayne Watch now. But Mrs. Wayne, our art teacher. Right.
Yes. Is she an alien? Is she a giant squid? Is she a turtle with no hair?
Welcome to Wainwatch.
Hello.
Hello, what would you like to discuss about our art teacher, Mrs.
I would like to discuss her latest mannerism type thing that she has developed.
Don't swing that about.
No, gonna smash you in the face with it, it's okay. I've been doing it all day.
Anyway.
No, but me and Ruth are no longer in the same art class, so aww, we have separate stories and such. Different things happen.
Yes.
On different days. But anyway, my class was a bit ridiculous because we're all sitting there and Mrs. Waring had told everyone, like a couple of, well, about a week and a bit ago, so you need to make a thing out of like three 3D shapes and stick it all together, but they're not allowed to touch. And I'm sitting there going, okay then, that's not very hard. And then she's all like, and you know, it has to be made out of crap. And I'm like, ugh, like bits of shitty cardboard and slicey up wire. What?
What are you going to make out of?
Like, not crap bits of...
No. I'm
going to make it out of metal.
Okay.
I like metal. I was going to make it out of wire. But then she was like, no, we use cardboard. Look. Anyway. And I'm not very good at making shapes. Because basically learned how to make them in P5 at school. And I didn't do that a year. Really, I just didn't turn up. So I didn't know how to make 3D shapes. I'm really crap at it. And Mrs. Boone's all like, okay then, so blah, 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 blah. So I spent like a whole week trying to convince Becca, my friend, to make me a triangle pyramid thingy. So she eventually made one for me, and then it was crap, and then she made another one, and it was okay. So I covered it in like gold stuff and spent ages gluing metal stuff to it. It was really cool. And it had like a really big fancy thing held up for it. It was really cool. And then Mr. Wayne comes around on Wednesday, and she goes, so you have to finish it in like 5 minutes. And I'm like, eh. Like the whole big thing that we were making, plus writing all up about it. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, okay.
Did you have to write about yours?
Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, okay. Mm. And so I'm just sitting there, and I goes to Mrs. Wing. She was coming around asking anyone if they needed help. And I goes, oh, Mrs. Wing, can you help me make some shapes? Because I'm really not very good at making them. Because I'm rubbish. And I was like, I can't really do it. And she just, after I said the word can't, she just went fucking mental. She's like screaming at me, like literally screaming in my face, going, and I'm like, it's like being five again. She was that crazy. It was like, please don't scream at me. She just like, and then she like, and because I was coloring in like, I made like a really shitty tube square thing. So I was coloring in like purple to stick on the ends because I kind of duffed it up. So I was trying to put them on the ends. So it was like a 3D shapey thing. Miss Wayne's like, and you've just been spending your time coloring in these pieces of paper. And I'm like, no, but they're for my thing. And she's all like, blah, blah, and she like snatched it off of me. And I'm like, get it back. And then I got a bit cheeky, and then she went a bit more crazy, and then, like, she kind of stormed off, and then about 5 minutes later, she came back and goes, look, Artie, can you go get the scissors? And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, the scissors, can you go get them for me? It's fine. And she was, like, completely different person. And I was like, you're crazy. She's just, like, and then, like, but, I don't know, like, for the rest of the lesson, she was just really nice to me. She's just being usual, her usual self. It's really weird. It was like,
well, mine didn't turn out that badly. Mine was quite good. It's like, the third shape was just kind of stuck on. I kind of ruined it, but never mind, because it didn't work.
I only have one shape.
Do you?
Yeah. But mine's just technically three shapes, because it's like, there's like the pyramid,
yeah,
to be like, and it's all gold, and it's got like,
yeah,
beads on it up there, and then there's like a bit of wire like this, like holding the things up with the beads up here, and then there's a clock face here with a thing on top of it, and it's all like got circles and things, and there's like springs on the side and stuff, and I was like, well, you know, it's really technically it could be three shapes, yeah, like the beads, and then there's a pair of damage, and I was like,
close enough.
I know, I was just like, I'm not gonna bother because it's just she can go die
anyway. Mine was alright. Mine was like, had the cuboid thingy, the paper, well, no, like a plastic cup, and I had the fucking spray paint. So it was all good, it looked like a proper thingy rather than fucking things that usually come out. Some people's turn out really well, but they do cubes and there's like beads and little curly copper bits, and they're really good. But like,
other people's just like.
So, but most folk, when they're like given like the card and the copper, and they're like, ah! You're just gonna, what did you mean? Here's some water and a glue gun.
Yeah, well, I really hate making things. I'm really good at like designing shit and drawing. I'm rubbish at actually making 3D things. I just can't do it. Because I'm just not in that. I'm good at clay.
Clay.
But I'm not good at paper.
Anyway.
Why would you even need that as a skill? Unless you're going to be an architect.
Maybe not. Okay, she want to be an architect.
I don't want to be an architect.
Lots of people in our art class will be.
Well, then they can do it.
Anyway.
My third eye.
My favourite choice quote of the week was, "You've deferred my machine."
Yes.
That was said by Mrs. Wayne to Lewis Mearson.
Yes.
As he punched her, because he was using the hole punchy thing to put a hole through the bottle top or something.
Why would you do?
No, it was like a metal hole punch. It wasn't just for like the paper ones. That would be dumb. Oh my god, no, Lewis, you're retarded. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yes, and, what was it? She said something really, really weird in class. I can't remember what it was. But it just sounded like she wanted to have sex with everyone in class. I was like, what are you doing, Mrs. Wayne? Don't say that.
so Kirsty. Yeah. Trying to go get ice cream or something.
You can get ice cream. I'll stay.
I'm trying to stay. I'm with...
No, I don't want to
Kirsty, tough shit.
Okay, then.
Build up some sun tolerance.
Okay, then.
I don't know.
I'll get more freckles, though.
Oh, no.
I can't be having any more.
Why?
Because then I'll be like a
freckle. Why do people hate their freckles?
I don't. I like the ones on my arms. It's just the ones on my face.
Yeah, but
I don't like them.
I don't understand the whole, oh, I hate having freckles.
They just make me look like a little kid.
No, they don't. They
when
don't.
I have, like, more like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, shit happens.
That's just because you're like,
okay then, so ice cream.
Let's go get food.
Okay then.
It's 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh shit, we're hungry.
Adios.
Anyway, right, be back soonish.
Yes, we can do.
We're back from the shop. We have been for a while.
Hello, pilgrims.
Anyway.
Kirsty, you bought a slush puppy ice lolly.
I did.
Would you care to do a review of it?
It tasted like syrup.
Uh-huh.
Like syrupy bubblegum strawberry sticky.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a bit strange. It wasn't completely unappetizing, it was quite nice. But it was kind of just like, why am I eating frozen syrup? So confused, and it broke, so I had to like eat it with the stick and just know it was all like, yeah. Yes. It's all good. My hands is not that sticky.
Okay. I just bought a twister. I didn't mess it.
Pork, it's the mate of kings. Da 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 da. Onion rings.
Yeah. No. I miss the ones at school because they're like, well, not at school, but the ones from the shop beside school, and they're really big and only cost 30p, and they're massive, and you've got the additives in them, and they're bright colours.
Yes. They're bright colours.
They're good.
Like at, right, okay, when we started high school, at first it was like they didn't feed us very healthy stuff.
But they fed you food.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of it.
Lots of cheap. Dead cheap. And then they were like, okay, everyone is eating super healthy. Everyone, health is everywhere. So, like, they took away those nice but really gross, like, chocolate gooey things.
I love those.
Like, in the little squares and had the chocolate on top. And they're
so nice.
It was, like, chocolate and then gross chocolate stuff.
And then more chocolate and then squishy and then chocolate. And
it made you feel sick after you ate them, but it was fucking amazing.
They were really delicious. But
anyway. And I had those and I took those away. They took away, like, the
chocolate biscuits. The ones that, even if they were burnt, they tasted fucking delicious.
Yeah. And took those away, and then they went into like.
Well, no crisps in the vending machine.
Yeah.
And no chocolate bars in the vending machine.
And juice. Yeah. And they took all that away, and for a while you just got like banana muffin. And it was fucking disgusting the moment they ate it. And then now recently, like.
It's like, fuck that, we need money, so we've got chocolate snowballs and muffins with chocolate icing on top. Mm-hmm. And chocolate things and
the little baggies of chocolate
mush
that never stick together
and chocolate brownies.
Oh my god, they're amazing.
They are.
See when they bring out like the cupcakes and they're still kind of warm.
Mm.
Oh my god. Like they're nice and crispy on top. And they're nice and crispy on top and then they're all soft and underneath.
Oh, nice and just mushes it.
It's delicious.
It's good.
They just kind of gave up on the health.
Yeah, well they have like chocolate milkshakes. Like chocolate frozen milkshakes now. They have chocolate milk and a whole ton of different
milk. Like, it's part of your dairy intake and like this.
It's chocolate milk, it's not healthy. And they've got like, they serve pizza now.
Yeah.
They didn't even used to do that.
Yeah, no.
But they have this really greasy, covered in fatty crap pizza that probably tastes delicious, it just looks gross. They do sausage rolls now in like big ones.
Like at break time. Like, yeah. Not for lunch.
You can eat, and you can basically eat lunch at break time.
Yeah.
It's like,
I've seen some folk where they, like, you see them eating huge at break, and then they don't at lunch.
It's better, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have breakfast, you have a really big snack lunch.
Yeah.
And then you don't have anything in the afternoon, and then you have tea late at night time.
I suppose exactly.
That's the way I would do it, but I just don't want to eat in school, because it's gross.
Yeah. Plus, I don't want to eat the sausage rolls at school, because I have no thinking for that.
They were awful, okay? The other day, like, see on Thursday. I was really hungry because I had like an ice lolly, and although it was delicious, it didn't really fill it up.
Yeah.
And normally I have my sandwich, so I was like, I need some food, I need some carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh well, what's the only thing that will possibly not kill me from like camping? So I was like, I'm a sausage roll, that can't be too bad. And it was like eating greaseproof paper with squishy dead animal.
Yes.
It was like, for them. But it was just really gross because it didn't even taste like pastry. It was like, I mean, if I wasn't hungry, I wouldn't have eaten it, but I was like, I'm hungry. Yeah. Because at least, at one point, I thought I was actually eating the paper.
Oh, God.
But I wasn't, it just didn't taste like pastry at all.
Of course, I'm going to have to pause you there for a second. I've got a beep boop.
You do have a beep boop.
So I need to respond to that.
Okay.
So I don't get continuous beep boops in the show.
Respond to the beeps.
Okay. Hang on. Anyway, we're back from responding to beep boops.
Yeah, sure. Give me to yawn. That was unplanned.
Usually on the show, we discuss something that we've both watched on TV, but seeing as it's summer, we have got a Doctor Who to talk about.
Nope, there's no Doctor Who. There's no Merlin. Fucking, I miss Merlin.
Do you know what I miss? Sherlock, you dick. It's not been on air since October.
I miss that too.
Oh, it's not been on air since October. It's not coming on until October. It's such a long wait. Fucking
why do they have to wait that long?
I don't know.
Why?
Fucking BBC. Well, actually, speaking of BBC and Benedict Cumberbatch, I was listening to Cabin Pressure this morning on Radio 4. It's really good. It's really funny. You should listen to it on iPlayer first day.
Okay.
Don't know.
He's gonna be in the Hobbit film.
Yeah, there we go, we've got something. We've got a line of conversation!
A line of conversation!
Everyone speak up and sit closer!
Yay!
Hooray!
I like Lord of the Rings. No, I am very annoyed. I'm in a bit of a nerd rage about the fact that the Hobbit film is not coming out until next December.
Yes.
14th of December next year. And I was like,
if it doesn't get delayed.
I know, it's going to be so pissy if I have to wait till like 2 years. I'm going to be really mad. We'll actually go out and shoot someone. It's like,
I just want to see Martin Freeman in little ears popping out the face.
It was a big fee and I'll be so
going,
yeah.
Martin Freeman on an adventure.
Yeah. I know, it's going to be pretty cool. And they've got, but they're not doing it right because they've got like Legolas getting in there and I'm like, why do you have him in there?
He'll probably only be in it for a short time.
Yeah, I know, but his soul isn't meant, he's not meant to be mentioned at all. Gets like one line in the book and it's not even him saying it, it's like his father, yes, my son, and that's about it.
Maybe they're just terrible. They probably have it in there so there's clips of him for the trailer.
It's probably like, okay, so we got some teen girls to come, I love him! Oh, there we go. I would go anyway.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna go anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna go anyway.
Fucking wanna see that. Amazing.
Martin Freeman.
Benedict Cumberbatch is in that.
Dragon.
It's gonna be awesome.
Hello, Mark.
Go away, Boo's face. Go
away. Mark, it's not even 4 o'clock yet.
Boo's face.
You drunk.
What?
You drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
He's 14 face. And he's drinking.
Boo's face.
It's not even 4 o'clock yet.
Go away.
Skipping school. Drinking Krabby's.
Dirty is it human Krabby's?
No, it's Michael's.
Where's Michael's? Okay.
Go. No place for that.
Leave.
Piss off.
Fuck you, bitch.
Go away, Boo's face. Leave now.
Guess what my dad bought for me at
what did he get me? Oh, it's
gloves. He bought me multi-purpose gloves.
Oh, gloves! That's what I was going to say, but I never remembered.
Okay.
In art, to get back at Mrs. Way in person, I decided to waste all their glue. And they're all like, oh, so glue, it's really important, and do not use lots of it. So I decided to fill a plastic glove full of glue to get back at. And then instead of making her annoyed, she just got very excited about the
That's
fact.
An excellent idea, Kirsty.
I know, I was like, oh,
fuck.
So I was like, oh, there's no point pouring the rest of the glue in now because she's not annoyed at all, even vaguely. So.
I like that we're in higher now, though, because it's good, because it used to be, don't touch that! And now it's just like, I found a thing, can I use it? Yeah, sure, whatever.
It doesn't matter, just do whatever you want.
Like, anything you wanna, for your project.
Like, you want to glue your finger to your face?
You can do that. Fine. Do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just like, wait on.
I'm wearing plastic gloves now.
It looks like you're going to serve sausage rolls to some small children.
Yeah, you go there. Fuck off. Remember at primary school, going up for like, they're saying, do you want to go up for seconds? And you're up for like fourths. And you're getting like a tiny half a hot dog. And you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. That was good. That was before anyone even vaguely cared if she looked fat for going up for 7th and stuff.
So fuck that, I'm getting food!
I miss that, I think they should do that at the academy. People would go to the canteen then.
Yeah.
If you bought like things, you just eat all the leftovers. Like, because like they all have all those hot dogs and like sausage rolls and stuff left. At the end of the day, it should just be like, okay, so whoever's in the canteen when we're gonna tidy up, you just give them something. Like, here you go.
When we're chucking, you can have it!
Like what they do with the merch, they're like, okay, so no one's buying pizza, do you want this like half pizza? And be like, yes. Give me half a pizza with my food I ordered.
Excellent!
And they're like, okay, so chips, cheese, gravy, kebab, and pizza, do you want that? Yes.
It's fucking amazing when that happens.
I know.
I love the merch, it's also kind of gross, but.
It is.
Like sometimes you'll have hair in your food, but it's okay, because it only costs like a pound.
Pull out, pretend it wasn't there.
La 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 la.
Yeah, it's quite good.
I've been seriously ill from eating food from there before.
Yeah, I don't eat food there anymore because I am everything intolerant.
Almost sometimes I'm just like, fuck it, I want chips.
Yeah.
But I don't buy chips and cheese anymore.
No.
I just eat other people's chips and cheese.
Yes. I was eating a whole box of it, it's pretty good.
These people buy it and I'm like, I don't want any of this. And I'm like, alright, I'll have
I know, especially Ashley. She looks like, about this. I was like, I don't eat it. I'm like, what are you doing? I think the only person that eats it all by themselves is probably Matt. Just eats the whole thing himself.
No, I eat the whole thing myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he give it all to you?
What? No, like he eats like a bit of it and I'm like...
That pretender. But no, he was eating them on occasion. Just yeah. The whole thing. It's like...
No, I do that like every time I eat from there. I'm like, food.
No, I get like... I like start off really fast and like gonna eat all this and then I like get like about 3/4 and I'm like I can't eat anymore. The little ones at the bottom, the ones that are actually tasty, you know, it's like it's not good. You know, he was being a right bum face. He was all like I was like it's like slugs. What was it? It's like slugs that aren't slugs yet and he's like so snails and I'm like, no, not snails.
No, you fucking retard.
It's like no. Because like then you get tiny snails. Because the little ones, even the little ones have shells.
Yeah.
I don't even know where everyone's like, so a slug's like a snail with a shell. I'm like, no, it's not, they're different! Like, slugs don't have eye stalks. Because you can't poke them in the eye and their eyes don't go back in.
This is biology with Kirsty right
there. I love doing that. Just get like a snail and you're like, poke, and they're like, oh!
You're like, no!
I just pull my eyes into my skull. Imagine if people had that.
Oh my god. Poke!
It's bullying me. What's he been doing? Poke my eyes. Imagine if a baby was like,
And the baby will be like, I'm excited for tomorrow.
They would go back and be like,
Christy finds this hilarious.
Or if you accidentally spilt salt in your baby.
Your baby black. Christy, you are drunk.
I'm black. Oh god. So funny.
You're going to be listening to this in like ages and you're going, what the fuck? To any listeners at home, I apologise sincerely for my colleague. This is unprofessional and everything.
It's funny that you have to admit this. Like, we should make the picture of a snail child. I think we should. Well, don't like get a picture of a snail. Like, I really close up a picture. Cut the eyes out, stick them on a baby.
Uh-huh.
And then have like a salt that's been poured, like stuck on it. So it looks like the baby's like,
I'll Photoshop this later.
Like the baby's crying, it's like
someone pouring some salt on a snail baby.
Because I fancy if anyone's done that yet.
I don't think they have.
They might have.
I don't think. I was going to search for something and now I can't even remember.
Snail babies.
I'm not searching for snail babies. I'm not searching for snail babies.
I want to know what snail babies look like.
Snail babies. You can't spell.
I clicked on.
Showing results for snail babies. Oh, hold on.
See? Snail. Yes, I did mean snail babies. Look at that. Do snails have babies or legs? Legs, you retard.
Well, they don't know that. That's why they're asking the question.
My apple snail has had babies and I need to clean the gravel.
Well, you're a
Look! Someone did a baby snail!
Okay, but they're not pouring salt on it and the baby doesn't have, like, eyes coming out. But it is kind of weird that someone else has decided to Photoshop a giant snail shell on a baby.
That's nice. I would do that.
Anyway.
I want to look at snail babies.
Get off!
Snail babies. I found snail baby eggs one time.
This is going to be terrifying to look at.
Snail eggs. Snail. They were like...
Good lord.
At least snails don't eat things.
You would think you would have learned how to click on my computer by now.
It's see-through.
Yeah,
that's it's a see-through
snail. That's kind of gross a bit.
But you can't even tell which one's the ground and which one's the snail.
I'm going to turn this off because it's grossing me out.
Snail babies. So anyway, so like, the other thing that annoys me about Lord of the Rings I would like to mention is the fact that everyone is so fucking old, but they look like 30.
Yeah.
Okay? Elves, I can understand. They're immortal. They're meant to be young forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine. It's not changing things too much. So Legolas is like, what? A bazillion years old, right? And then there's Gimli, the dwarf man. You think, okay, maybe he could be a bit older.
Yeah.
He's like 100-odd. And then there's Aragorn, a human. You think, okay, maybe he's 40. No, he's 87.
That's so
I was like,
what is this?
I know, I was like, this shit is wrong. I was like, and, I mean, what? I mean, okay, fucking Bilbo Baggins. He can be 100-odd because he had the ring. Bilbo Baggins. Yeah, okay. He can be old because he has, like, a ring to prolong his life, and now there's Gollum. He had the ring for ages, so he's just 500. He's like, yeah, but, like, 500-odd years old. Which is fine, because he's a little weird. He's like a house elf now. But then there's just like, what the shit? Why?
You know in the video for the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins? He still has like a spot beard on.
Really?
Yeah. That's what my dad said, I don't know. Maybe that's my dad being deluded.
I was watching
Star Trek. I think we should watch it and find out.
Should and then report back to the people.
Okay.
I was watching it last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he wears them at the start.
And then they disappear.
Yeah. So, there you go.
They are there.
Yes. Yes. So.
So, tuna fish. No, like tuna fish got really big. Like, a massive thing. I think we should have a fact, but like a mad fact.
Okay. What mad facts do you know?
That's kinds of
No, I'm not finding
it. Oh, yeah, I know one. Okay. It's either 30 minutes or 3 hours. I can't remember which.
Uh-huh.
But pigs can have orgasms for that long.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Pigs can orgasm for half an hour.
Yes.
Nobody's going, ah! For
half an hour. It's so awkward, but like, come on, piggy, I'm going to go make some sausages. I need to go make some sausages. Stop sitting in the afterglow.
Ah! Mike.
It would be gross.
Well, you know, funny though. Still not as weird as the cows scraping their necks in the barbed wire fence. Like that. I was scared they were going to try and saw their heads off. I was like, what the fuck?
No, they're made of leather, literally.
Yes, they are. Anyway, let's check, see if any of you suckers have emailed us. I'm going to guess no.
Probably haven't. Horrible people.
But, look, you guys, this isn't cool that you're not emailing us, okay?
We need to give some messaging service. Why do you have more emails? What the fuck?
I have several email addresses.
I only have 2.
I go by many names.
Well, 2 that I use, anyway. I have like a bazillion, but I just never use them.
I've got one.
I've got,
well, Hotmail locked me out of the other one that was using. But, yeah. None of you being that ass because you suck, but. There you go. Nope, none of you.
I have 6 that I remember about.
I've got.
It's probably more than that.
That one.
You have 18 messages. How dare you not have opened them?
It's a YouTube one.
Disgusting! I open them anyway. First, delete them. I hate having messages then. Like, what are you doing?
Anyway.
I think they should do
something. I'm trying to count the amount of emails I have here for
They should only. Well, I'm talking. You know.
Okay.
People will get distressed if there's no picture.
Okay, you talk.
Okay, well, because, you know, if there's messages, then they should really do it so that if you don't open them after a week, then they send you a message of the messages that you have. Because if you open them on the site, it's like, okay, I've been on Facebook, I've opened them, and you don't need to tell me again.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of... Maybe you can tell them about your... You can tell them about your, CT kissing bag briefcase thing.
Yes, I got a briefcase off of eBay and it cost £6 and it's an old one because I'm a youngster. And anyway, it was good. It had all cobwebs and stuff in it and it smelled of gold. It smelled of gold, yes. And it was not playing with the dead skin in your hand.
It's not, it's like on the white in there.
Don't pick at it. I don't know. I've seen Black Swan.
I want to see it.
No, I haven't seen it, I've just seen it. But...
Yeah, the bit with the feathers, it's gross.
No.
There's one of them.
The bit where she's playing dead skin on her hand and she rips it off and goes all the way down her hand.
No, I like the bit where she has a bit in her back and she pulls them off and then she's stuck in her back.
Anyway. This briefcase is really good. And it's black and on the inside there's a little label that says made in Czechoslovakia. Not Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia. Now, Czechoslovakia is not even a country anymore, of course. So, Czechoslovakia is Narnia, as Becca pointed out.
Yes.
So, yeah, none of you have emailed us yet again. We're kyleandmeepstlump@gmail.com. You can email us there. It's not a difficult email to remember.
You can just do a smiley face if you want. You don't have to write anything.
Or leave us a review in iTunes. I keep meaning to say that.
Yes, iTunes reviews.
Leave us a review in iTunes. That would be nice.
That would be pleasant to both.
Yes.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should do. I was going to... No. Normally, I would say what good movies I've been watching, but I've only been really watching one set of movies because I'm a bit of a freak right now.
Yeah.
I've only been watching the Lord of the Rings films.
Okay. But we've all seen them.
I know.
So let's not discuss.
I can't think of any other ones I've been watching recently.
I watched some Scott Pilgrim this morning. I was watching it. That was about it.
Yeah, I watched that the other day as well, my brother's sister. Oh, and I watched Fresh Brothers Day Off.
What's a good film?
I was watching
That's it. My favourite film ever.
Because he wouldn't let me watch Van Helsing. Aww. I love that film. It's like my favourite film from being little, even though it's not for little kids. Best one.
Okay, that's enough. I think we're wrapping up.
We're getting to the almost hour point. Oh, we should probably shut up now.
Yep. Okay, that's us. We're going now. Ta-ta.
Goodbye.
Fuck off home.
Have fun with your sleepy during your doing whatever you're doing.
Or go to class or whatever.
Eating some walnut whips.
You know, I don't really mind doing homework surfing the internet. Tell us what you do while you listen to our podcast. If you're right, touch my dick. I'm gonna know.
Maybe then we will make it very unpleasant for you to be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll Google your email address and I'll find where you live and I'll find your Facebook and
we will hunt you down.
I can hunt you down. I can hunt anyone down from a small piece of information, so don't fucking try it, mate. Anyway.
No dick touching. Or any other touching of that matter.
Or no genital touching, no, please.
Keep it all to
no
yourself.
Pictures of your private parts.
Yeah, that's really our only game.
It's about it. Please don't send us pictures of your genitals.
No, thank you.
Well, we've been Kevin Meepshop.
Yes, and we are leaving.
Ta-ta!
Goodbye!